And six formers in East London have been holding protests against the education maintenance allowance being scrapped by the government. At the moment, 16 to 18-year-olds from the most disadvantaged of homes are paid £30 to stay in education. The government wants to replace this with a more targeted allowance, but protesters claim it will mean that some of the poorest students will be priced out of further education. We'll get to Anna O'Neill shortly, who's at King's College for us tonight, but Ken Warman is the principal of B6, Sixth Form College in Hackney. Anybody who knows that part of town will know it's the old Brook House site, and students were protesting there earlier today. Good evening to you, Ken.
Good evening.
You're supporting your students in this protest. Why?
Well, I mean, the college, it's organised by the trade union, so in that sense, the college is not supporting our students. We allow them to protest. I mean, I would say that we do share their concerns about the abolition of EMA.
Explain to my listeners why it's so important.
Two big reasons. One is that it is an important influence on some people staying in education. The Institute of Physical Studies estimates that it's about 60,000 young people who wouldn't be in education otherwise at 16, and they would not be doing anything. They wouldn't be in employment, they wouldn't be in education, they wouldn't be in training. The social consequences of that are tremendously expensive over generations.
We have an eye on... apologies for cutting you, sir. Sorry.
Secondly, that, I mean, £30 per week is a significant part of a household income, and to deprive young people of that income just like that, and although there will be targeted support, it will be a lot, the budget will be a lot smaller than the EMA budget, and my concern is that our students will be diverted from their attention to their achievement and progression that we so value.
I don't mean to put words in your mouth, sir, but I'm wondering, we have nigh on a million of what you call NEETs, education, training or employment. Do you think as a result of this we might see that number grow?
I think so. That's my worry. That's my worry. And, you know, there are been studies done in America and in this country about those people who aren't in education, employment or training at 16. They tend to be the ones who are involved in crime, in drugs and all the rest of it. So it is a real worry and a real concern.
I'm wondering if you're not just getting a little carried away on this, because the government has told us that it's going to increase the money it gives colleges like yours, and you will be free to decide who gets the whatever money there is.
The budget, which will be for targeted support, will be 80 to 90% less than the existing EMA budget. And therefore, there will be less money to go around. And it will be less money for less people, inevitably. But also, there's a hidden cost there. We will have to have a whole bureaucracy to administer this targeted fund. And it puts the college in a very difficult position of making choices between young people and their circumstances.
I just wonder if you think the EMA conversation has been overtaken by the rather bigger and emotional conversation about tuition fees.
I think that's true, and it's interesting that today it's now turning towards educational maintenance allowances now that the vote on tuition fees has taken place. And I think the issue of tuition fees is very different, because there was a division in many universities between the Vice-Chancellor and the students, and that's why you had occupations and sittings. In most colleges, well, in all colleges, I think, is principals, managers, trade unions, parents and young people share a common concern about this.
Yeah.
So there is no division, really.
You've got some difficult choices to make. Thank you very much for talking to us. Ken Warman there, principal of B6, Sixth Form College in Hackney. What have you got?